I do like him. That's the problem. I can't do this anymore. I can't put down any more roots here. I don't want to end up trapped in this stupid, boring town like Mom. I'm not going to make the same dumb mistake she did. I hate it. I can't stay here another minute. His hand dropped from my arm like I'd electrocuted him. I turned away from his shocked, wounded face and headed for the door.
Bells, you can't leave now. It's nighttime, he whispered behind me.
I didn't turn around. I'll sleep in the truck if I get tired.
Just wait another week, he pled,
still shell-shocked. Renee will be back by then. This completely derailed me.
What?
Charlie continued eagerly, almost babbling with relief as I hesitated.
She called while you were out.
Things aren't going so well in Florida, and if Phil doesn't get signed by the end of the week, they're going back to Arizona. The assistant coach of the Sidewinders said they might have a spot for another shortstop.
I shook my head, trying to reassemble my now confused thoughts.
Every passing second put Charlie in more danger.
I have a key, I muttered, turning the knob.
He was too close, one hand extended toward me, his face dazed. I couldn't lose any more time arguing with him. I was going to have to hurt him further.
Just let me go, Charlie.
I repeated my mother's last words as she'd walked out this same door so many years ago. I said them as angrily as I could manage, and I threw the door open.
It didn't work out, okay? I really, really hate forks.
My cruel words did their job. Charlie stayed frozen on the doorstep, stunned while I ran into the night. I was hideously frightened of the empty yard. I ran wildly for the truck, visualizing a dark shadow behind me. I threw my bag in the bed and wrenched the door open. The key was waiting in the ignition.